أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. Yeah, at this point, Mufassirin have written the great, great virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we'll also go through some of them so that we can understand what the great position of Hadrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is. In fact, this very surah, some of the Mufassirin have called it not only that it is this Wallayli Iza Yakhsha Wallayl, but they named the surah Surah Abi Bakr. The surah was revealed exclusively for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that person that right at the beginning of Islam, he had freed 7 slaves. And that is a very, very huge amount. To buy 1 slave in those days compared to the money of today was a very big amount. And amongst them was Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was going through great tortures and torments and persecution under the hands of the kuffar, were great, great difficulty. Hot stones in the hot summer time were placed on his chest and made laid flat. But all the time he just called out Ahad. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that person who spent his money in order to set him free and that he could worship Allah ta'ala freely. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in the surah, it has come that al-atqa, that alladhi wa sayujannabuha al-atqa, the person who has got the greatest amount of taqwa. And we read in Surah Hujurat, where Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, the most honorable in the eyes of Allah ta'ala amongst you are those people who have got the greatest amount of taqwa. Here also he has been referred to al-atqa, the one who has got the superlative word there. So it shows that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the one on whom this fitted. So he was the greatest mukarram, the greatest honorable person in the eyes of Allah ta'ala. Further, Allah tabaruk ta'ala says in Surah Mu'minun, وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ. And this also, the ulama, mufassirin have all agreed that this was referring to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he is the one who has got the most fadilat also in the whole ummah. In fact, after all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the greatest honor Allah has bestowed was on Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Hazrat Abu Bakr accepted Islam, he was one of the most, the greatest merchants and business people of Mecca. One of the wealthiest also. He owned 40,000 dirhams or dinars, which is a gold coin. Like for example, in our time, 40,000 Kruger rands. At that time he was owning. So we can imagine, if we just make some calculation, how wealthy he was. But all of that he had spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He didn't keep anything back for him. And at the time when he became the Khalifa, he was just taking 2 dirhams from the Baytul Maal. Where he was, what his standard of living, etc. was. And when he became the Khalifa, only 2 dirhams he used to take from there. And from there also, over a period of about 6 months, his wife had saved little bit when she could prepare something like a dessert. And when he saw that, he said, we are taking too much from the Baytul Maal and I will decrease my amount now by so much, because this is a luxury, it is unnecessary. And he decreased the amount. We cannot believe, we cannot understand, we do believe 100%. But what quality he had, we can't dream of it also. And at the time when he passed away, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the one sheet that he had on his body, he said, this very same sheet, use it for my kafan. Don't use new kafan for me. Imagine what tawadu, what humility, that I'm not fit for new kafan also. And this very same old sheet of mine, use that. And in that then he was given his kafan. He did not leave, forget a dirham, not one seed in inheritance also. Not a mustard seed, not a grain of rice. He left absolutely nothing for his people as in inheritance. Everything he had spent in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Also, very interesting is that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the same way Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did not give any position to any of his family people in the Islamic government. Not a single person that he did he allow to have any position, when in fact he was ruling already Hijaz, Najd, Yemen, Taif, Bahrain, Oman. But in spite of all that, he did not give any position, any government position to any of his family people. On the other hand, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which we will discuss further, he was completely different. But before we do that, we must keep this in our mind, that Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, both of them are the fathers-in-law of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali, both of them are the sons-in-law of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar had set the mizaj of Sharia. That is how we should follow deen, what our temperament must be, how our nature must be, our disposition towards deen. Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had set the limits, the hudud of deen. And had this not been done, then the ummah should have been in great difficulty. Just to understand this easily, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, to give this beautiful example. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa, then on the mimbar, when he performed gave the khutbah, he stood on the second step. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand on the third step, the highest step. Hazrat Abu Bakr came one down, which we all can understand, that you will think, where am I in the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He went one step down. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he became the Khalifa, he went one step further down. He stood on the first step. But when Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu became the Khalifa, he went back to the first step, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood. Now that outwardly seems like disrespect, but Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi says, had it not been for Hazrat Uthman and Hazrat Ali that they took that stand, then the Imam of today, wells should have been dug in the masjid. If every Imam who came afterwards went one step down, then we should have to dig holes in the masjid, and where should today's Imam be standing? But they set the limit also, that it is permissible to go up, and they made it practical. So where Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is like the complete opposite of Hazrat Abu Bakr, as we will read, but there is not a little bit of any fault, anything wrong. They had to have those limits in order to let the ummah function and run till the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, if all were just on that mizaj of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar, then the ummah should have been in great difficulty. And on the other hand, has it been only the limits which were set by Hazrat Usman and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, the ummah should have lost everything they have got. So between the two, we have to work. And that is the correct criteria for the ummah. Keep the mizaj of the ummah and see the limits that we can go to. In that way, if a person keeps this in mind, no matter what modernization comes in the world, where technology takes us, a person will be able to practice on deen properly, completely and fully. Wherever he is in the world, he can be in the most advanced city, or he can be in a small little village or out in the jungle, he will be able to practice on Islam. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand. سبحان الله.